Hi, this is a dictation for patient Lakia Williams, LakiaWillams. Date of birth is 10/4/1994. Date of service is 10/23/2023. Date of accident is 9/5/2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation in which she was initially involved in automobile accident where she was a restaurant driver in a Toyota RAV4 and was collided into the driver's side front bumper and almost a T-bone on the driver's side. The impact caused her severe headaches and a history of TBI, including dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, nausea, blurred vision, spots in the vision. And she starts suffering from severe headaches, especially to the front and the right side of the temple, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and right shoulder pain, with radiation to the right arm all the way to all fingers. There was a lot of pain in both the buttocks, and her left tailbone area was quite painful. All of these pains started 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs were severely affected. Now she reports today, after 1.5 months of this accident, that she does have issues in moving both the shoulders, and the range of motions of the shoulders are reduced, especially the right shoulder is quite painful. Around 6 to 7. She can raise up to 130 degrees without any pain in abduction or flexion. However, a lot of pain is present in the trapezius muscle, which is located between the neck and the shoulder, and several trigger points are present, and this pain is around 8. Neck pain is reported to be 3. Lower back pain is reported to be 5. She does not report any middle back pain. There is some pain in the left elbow, including both the epicondyle and olecranon process on the left side. There is some numbness and tingling and pain in the hand and the wrist. Overall pains are varying from 5 to 8, with ADLs being affected at 5. Headaches are continuing and persistent. 50% relief has been reported by the patient with the current pain medication, physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs for system review, for the additional history, for substance abuse, and compliance history. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 123/74. Pulse is 61, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, which is the new patient visit, dictation number 1011-010, dated 10/8/2023. The general review, musculoskeletal, muscle X-ray examinations, and the musculoskeletal examination can be placed in here. We'll appreciate. The patient diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient has been provided various medications, which are naproxen 500 twice a day for healing, L-level 50 milligram at night for pain and sleep, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 4% for topical pain relief, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches, and neuropathy pain, and Ferricet 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Tylenol with codeine number 3 was provided, 50 tablets on the initial visit for further pain relief. The MRIs were done on October 12, 2023. And at the time of dictation, they are available, so I will go ahead and dictate them. Although the patient has not been informed about them. The lumbar spine MRI shows a diffuse disc bulge at L4, L5, indenting the thecal sac, causing the bilateral neural foramina narrowing without any neural compression. Rest of the MRI is completely normal. In the cervical spine, there is a diffuse disc bulge is seen indenting the thecal sac at C5 and C6. Rest of the spine is completely normal. The patient will be informed about the findings. Most likely, patient will get better with the traction, at home exercises, yoga, meditation, and heat treatment and traction of the spine. And she has been advised about a high bar climbing, high bar hanging, like gymnastics do, and complete physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. And patient understands these treatments, and so we'll keep an eye on her, and she does not have a major dizziness to require further medication. Her TBI symptoms, if they continue, we'll refer her to a neuropsych referral. Thank you.